and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me, as always, is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. The holiday season is in full swing. We're coming up on the end of the year, getting a lot done to wrap it up. Things are good.
That's good.
So today, we're going to talk about one of the many books that Chip and I have read over the years. And as we've done before, we've talked about the impact that keeping up with things and reading does. So we always like to bring new books to our listeners. And today we're going to be talking about The Go-Giver by Bob Burke and John David Mann. And it's subtitled The Five Laws of Stratospheric Success. And I had not read this book until preparing for this podcast, and I have to say I am really glad that I read this book.
It is a classic.
It really is. And the five laws, as you're listening, they make such perfect sense. If you haven't already been doing this, you start asking yourself, why have I not done this before?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I mean, I probably read this book for the first time 10 years ago. It's been out for that long, and I've listened to it on Audible. It's a quick read. It's only a couple hours on the Audible if you're doing that. And the book itself, I think, is about 150 pages long and so on and so forth. But the premise is we've all heard about go-getter salespeople, you know, the people who go out there and bust quotas and do all this other kind of stuff and whatever. And what this does is it turns the whole thing around. And it is the story of a go-getter salesman working in an office who has a quota that he's got to make or he's not going to get his bonus or something like that. And it's a series of events through which he goes through some setbacks and steps outside to seek some help on this from a mystery person. And it's just a really, really great thing that where he discovers for himself the law of giving as opposed to just going out and going after the material goods like we talked about, which is what go-getters do.
All right. In the story, the main character, who's Joe, seeks help to land this big account. And what he doesn't realize is that the person that he's looking to get help from isn't this businessman who's going to come in and make a deal for him. He's a mentor. And he meets with him for the first time and says, well, you know what? Agree to meet with me for an hour over the next 5 days, and I'll teach you what you need to know. And each day they meet, and there's a new lesson for each day. What's really interesting is the mentor, who's called Pintar in the book, talks about his connections, and he tells a story where he met Larry King. And according to the authors, the story is actually true. It happened to one of the authors, but they put it in the book as happening to the character. But he met with Larry King, and he asked Larry King, are the people that you interview really as nice as they seem to be? And Larry King tells him, yes, they really are. And he goes on to explain that he thinks they have to be, because anybody can move forward in their career. But to really obtain the pinnacle of your career, you have to be a special type of person. And that has to come out. And that's the basis of where these laws of stratospheric success come from, is the fact that these are people that were doing more than just their job. And from that story comes the five laws. It starts out, the first lesson Joe is introduced to a restaurateur, and you learn the restaurateur's story about how he started out with a hot dog stand and ended up being a real estate magnate and owning restaurants. And he talks about the first law, which is the law of value.
Yeah, and the law of value, which he learns really through the interactions in the restaurant there and how he got from point A to point B, is your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you make in payment. It talks about exceeding people's expectations, and you give as a way of life, and it's going to come back. And it's all the little extras that he puts into it. We've talked about this in other books too and whatever, but it's making the experience as good as possible for whoever you are dealing with and going the extra mile in every different way that you possibly can, just because it's the right thing to do for the person. It's 100% unconditionally giving attitude.
All right. The story in the book is that the restaurateur started out with one hot dog cart. And word of this hot dog cart spread throughout the city. Not so much because of the hot dogs, but because of the experience he was creating for his customers. And it goes on to talk about that he ultimately won an award, and most cities have these, where they have a magazine that, you know, best this of the year, best that. And he had gotten best outdoor dining experience. And from creating that experience, because he would remember his customers' names, he would remember what they liked, he would remember their kids. And by creating that experience, he created value far beyond what he was charging for a hot dog. And so he was able to grow his business to a cafe, and then finally he started making so much money in his restaurants that he would invest in real estate, and he became successful all based on the experience he creates.
And you know yourself, I mean, just common sense, what you do is you repeat going places where you have a great experience, and you know that they know your name, and it's really, really important to do that kind of thing. And that's really the law of value. It's determining how much more you give than what you take in payment.
All right. And what's important for people to remember is it costs you almost nothing to create an experience. When a customer comes to you, there's the cost of what you're selling them, whether it's a product or a service. But above and beyond that, there's no cost to creating a great experience. It's a little more effort on your part to listen to what they say, to remember what they say, to make them feel welcome. But that little extra effort pays back big in return customers, in referrals. And it helps your business grow because people love to come somewhere where they're having a great experience.
Yeah, and we've talked in several different scenarios and several different books about relationships really being based upon knowing people, liking people, and trusting people. And whether it's how to win friends and influence people or the highly successful habits of successful people, the 7 habits, it's always about how you are treating others and how you react to them. And just paying attention to them, listening to them, as you say, and remembering things, that makes people really, really know that you like them and trust them. Because as we said before, everybody really is wearing a little badge that says, make me feel important. And the more that you do that when you're there, magic happens. And it makes you feel good too, just making them feel good.
Exactly. Now, in the book, one of the conditions that Pintar puts on Joe for teaching him these laws is that each day after his lesson, he has to put the law into practice. He has to figure out some way. For the law of value, Joe goes back to his office and finds out he did not get a contract that he was trying to land. And the reason he doesn't get it is because his firm does not have the expertise that this particular client is looking for. So Joe actually recommends a competitor who does have that expertise. The competitor doesn't know that he's recommending it, that being recommended at that point. He just hands the name to and contact information to the person and hopes, you know, he's giving this experience that, okay, you may not be able to use us now, but we're still looking out for you. We're still helping you out as best we can. So the second day,
that's one of the magics of networking and having referral sources and so on, which we've talked about. The bottom line is that if you have resources to help people out, they're going to remember that. And one way or another, things are going to come back to you.
Exactly. The second day, Joe is taken to meet the CEO of an educational software company. And in the meeting with the CEO, he learns the second law, which is the law of compensation. And they explain that there are three levels that people go through. And it's survive, save, and serve. To survive, you're making enough to meet just your basic needs. Save is to go beyond your basic needs and be able to make and save enough to expand your life, to enjoy things. But the highest level is serve, and that's to make a contribution to the world around you. And the more people you can serve, the more money you can make, and the higher your compensation is.
Yeah, and thus the second law is your income is always going to be determined by how many people you can serve and how well you can serve them. That's the second law, the law of compensation.
Right, and it's important to serve as many people as you can. And there was an interesting aside in this section of the book where they talk about mindset and how so many people think, well, there are people that make a lot of money, and then there are people that do good, and the two don't meet. It's two separate types of people. And it takes a mindset shift to understand that this is not true. People who serve more people, who do more, can make more money. A lot of people grow up with the idea that money is a necessary evil. And you know, if you're really doing well, you're not going to make the money. And the book talks about the mindset shift needed to get over that, because you can be doing both at the same time. And in fact, you have to, because the more people that you serve, that's how you get to the point where you're making more money. If you're just serving four or five people, your income is limited. If you're serving 100, 200 people, that, you know, your compensation goes up. If you can serve thousands of people, it goes up beyond that.
And that's how Larry King's guests get on Larry King.
Exactly. And it's important to understand what serve means. Because people tend to think of serving as working at a nonprofit or, you know, like Mother Teresa. But it's a matter of providing value to your customers. but it's how many customers and how many people you're serving. So if you're teaching, you're teaching 15 to 20 people in a class. But if you're providing software, say Bill Gates served millions of people because there are millions of copies of Windows and Microsoft Office out there. And each one of those customers is someone he has served. So that's how the concept of serving becomes part of the law of compensation. And it's something that people really need to think about and get their head around.
Yeah. It really is what we like to call BFOs. They're blinding flashes of the obvious. But people have to realize that it's simpler than you think it is. And so how many people you serve and your income being determined by that, it makes total common sense.
So the third law that's taught in this book is the law of influence. And this is actually something that we've talked about a lot on this podcast. It's having a network of influencers and it's working with them.
Yeah, and the law itself, your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's interests first. And it's so important to do that, and you must realize that if you're placing other people's interests first, one way or another, your interests are going to be taken care of.
Right, and one of the things talked about in the book is how win-win really isn't your goal. Because as good as it sounds, it benefits everybody. What that really is give and take. It's keeping everybody on an even keel. If you really want to be an influencer, you need to put the person that you are working with ahead of your own needs. Get done what they need to get done. And don't worry so much about what you need, because overall, your needs will be met as you're doing this without your focusing on trying to get them taken care of.
And this is so key. I mean, we've talked about workplace situations and so on and so forth. And it's really how you work with your employees, encouraging them, staying open to your own criticism if you're going to be talking to them about different things that are going on. So it's really, really important to see the value there. And influence really just means the way that you act and the way that you respond to people. And you can either do it positively or you can do it negatively. And the most important thing is, if you think about, you know, one of the things you can do is put yourself in the shoes of the person that you're working with. First of all, you have no idea what's going on in their life, but you do know what's going on at work, and you know how you would feel if you were approached in a certain way. And what you need to do is make sure you're approaching them in the same way that you would want to be approached yourself.
Right. And the other part of this is another mindset shift, where it's, you're not doing something for someone else in order to get something in return. It's not, I did this for you, now you owe me. It's a matter of, I did this for you, and that's the end of it. You have to try to understand that as you do this more and more, it does become reciprocal. But that's not the point of it. If people feel you're doing for them so that they will do for you, it does not impact them and it does not influence them as much as if they feel, wow, you just did this for me. You know, I didn't necessarily ask. You just did this out of the goodness of your heart. And the result is so much bigger this way.
And of course, it's a perfect thing to talk about in a book that's called The Go-Giver. And that's what it's all about, is unconditional giving. And unconditional is the key word here. Otherwise, it does become the win-win and doing compensation for what you're doing and that kind of thing. So, and obviously that's the way that life is supposed to run anyway. And you know that if you go back at the end of the day and look at what you've done for other people, you're going to feel great if that's the way you did things during the day, unconditionally, because what's going to happen is unconditionally great things are going to come back to you, and you never know where and so on and so forth. And it's not like you're even expecting them. They just happen because that's the way that you are.
Right. And the example of him following through on this law, I think, is very impactful, because it's not done in a business situation. It's in his personal life, because all of these laws work in your personal life as well as your business life. And the example is, his wife had a really hard day. And generally, since both of them have stressful jobs, they have this unwritten agreement that each one will only complain for about half an hour and then let it go. And that night, without even realizing what he was doing, he just let his wife vent and just listened until she got everything out. And it made her feel better just being able to talk about it.
And so what happened is that after that, she basically talked herself to sleep that night. And he woke up the next morning saying, "Oh my God, I didn't do my homework." And tell our audience exactly what happened then, what the realization was.
Right. He went, "Oh my God, I didn't do my homework for that day." And remember, that was a condition of him getting these lessons, was that he had to follow through with it each day. Well, he wakes up in a panic that he didn't do this, and he notices his wife isn't there. He looks at the clock and realized he slept late. And he looks over, and there's a note next to him. And his wife wrote him this note, basically saying, "I hope I didn't wake you. After what you did for me last night, I figured you deserved the extra sleep. Thank you so much." And it was just this note telling him how much she appreciated just being able to talk.
And at that point in time, he was ready to call Pindar's secretary and saying he has to cancel the appointment because he didn't do his homework. And he found the note.
Right. And as he reads the note, he realized he actually did do the homework.
Just by listening.
So on the fourth day, Joe goes to a seminar where Pintar brings him to listen to a speaker. And the speaker is a real estate broker who got into real estate after her husband left her. And she was ready to quit real estate, and she learned all of it, but she was doing it for a year and hitting her head against the wall, and she was ready to quit. And the day she was going to quit, she had an appointment that she didn't have time to cancel. So she took the woman on to show her different homes. And since she had already decided she was quitting, she decided to forego everything she had learned about real estate. She didn't bother trying to close. She was just herself. And that led her to understand the fourth law, which is the law of authenticity, and how important it is to just be real and be yourself.
Sometimes, and she had gone through a lot of different classes, and this is how you close, and this is how you do that. And, just think about that out there. I'm sure a lot of us have gone through that same thing. And just by being herself, which the bottom line is ourself is all we have to give. And if you're not your authentic self, people are going to see right through that too. We talk about knowing, liking, and trusting. People like people who are authentic, and they see right through you if you're not. So This really was a fantastic story. And, obviously she was up there talking, and you tell everybody how successful she was.
Right. She had gone on to massive success in both commercial real estate and residential. She was now giving these talks. And one of the things that she had mentioned was she went back to the first law, the law of value. And she said one of the problems that she thought she had was that she had nothing to offer above and beyond to give real value. And then she realized that what she could do to offer value was to be herself and put herself into the relationship. And that, you know, sparked her success, because the woman that she showed the house to introduced her to her husband, who was involved in commercial real estate, and that brought her there. And one thing led to another that really she was finally able to take off on her own. Now, the fifth day, Joe doesn't actually meet with a guest, as Pintor calls it. It's a simple lunch between Pintor and Joe. And Pintor is talking to him, and they're talking about what they've done over the past week. And slowly Joe starts to understand what the fifth law is, and it's the law of receptivity. And basically what it is all of these rules have been about what you can give, what you can do for others. And the fifth law is that you have to be ready to accept when somebody is going to do something for you. And it's funny because a lot of people have more problems with this than they realize. When somebody tries to be nice to you, when somebody tries to give you something, they, oh, no, it's okay. You really don't have to. But you have to be willing to receive as well as give.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot, we've talked about this forever too, being brought up in with the mantra that it's not okay to really, really rejoice in yourself and celebrate yourself and so on and so forth, when you're supposed to just be thinking about others and do unto others. And you always forget about yourself. And the bottom line is that there has to be somebody that receives whatever is giving. And so the law of receptivity talks about the key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. Receiving is a natural result of giving. And it's so important. And that's the one that, as you said, most people have the biggest problem with externally, because that's the way that we've always been brought up. But internally, when it comes back to you that way, it's so fulfilling, and it just keeps the whole giving process going and going and going. It really completes the circle as far as I'm concerned.
All right, because whenever somebody gives, somebody else has to receive. You can't have one without the other. So you have to be willing to be on both sides of this. At the end of the book, it's the end of the third quarter, and Joe did not get the deal he was trying to land, because he spent all this time getting these lessons, and he wasn't pushing for a deal. And he's very, very upset. And he stays in the office a little late so he can close up. And before he does, a phone call comes. And it's somebody he doesn't know. But this person has a problem, and he's been looking for a firm to be able to solve this, and he hasn't been able to find one. And the firm that Joe recommended earlier in the book said, well, you know, we just got a referral from this guy. Maybe he can help you out. And they referred him back. And as it turns out, it's a massive deal, and yes, Joe can help him out. And that's when Joe starts seeing that he is able to receive now, but that everything that he had been learning and everything he had been doing to follow up on what he learned was already starting to work. And things started coming back to him.
It really is an excellent book. And there is a sequel or two out there where in the sequel, Joe kind of becomes Pindar. And he's helping other people. So it was really the start of a great series of that. And if you go to GoGiver.com or something like that, there's actually courses that you can take there. There's people out there that teach this. And it's such a wonderful way of doing things that really it's mostly common sense. So it's a great read. It's a great listen. Highly recommend it.
Absolutely. It's a quick listen. It's really impactful. It's a very enjoyable book, and I highly recommend it.
It's something that, you know, if you've read it once or listened to it once, and you've maybe it was a couple of years ago and so on and so forth, and you're just throwing your hands up wondering how things are going to get better, it's just a great thing to go back to because it's something that will always stay fresh with you, and it's just kind of it's reinforcement. It's really, really wonderful.
All right, we're just about at the end of our time here. So, Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway from this book?
Be a go-giver. Take those five principles and apply them to your life.
And I think what Chip just said really is the big takeaway. It's not just for business. It's for life. Take these rules into account. Internalize them. Make them part of who you are. And that's when you'll get to see the results. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. You can also find us on the Apple Podcasts app, the iTunes Store, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this week your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.